Yo. Mike, Chet, everybody good? All right, let's get it started then. Shit, this is episode 10. Hey, we're a decade in. Like, let's have a round of applause for that, man. Shit. Hold on, let me cue it up real quick. Just so we could get it in there. I'm not even talking in the mic right now, but whatever. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I'm not. The first result was a Waka Flocka and Drake song. That's not what I'm looking for. Oh, shit. All right. It's lit. Let's fucking go. Hey. Here's to episode 10. This is episode 10 of... Episode 10 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. I mean, let's get right into it. I apologize for not really post being on schedule or anything. Like, I'm just posting it loosely in a week. You know what? From here on out, I'm going to stick to a day. Otherwise, there won't be any confusion. And then, you know, I'm just going to get that day lodged in. This is the FITB day, interlude day. So I'll get that going, so apologize on that. But I've been sort of busy, like, the past week. Tomorrow I got a meeting as well. But I had a meeting yesterday, and man, I am supercharged right now, and I just have a battery in my back to basically get this music shit rolling. You know what I mean? Like, shit, man. So I met up with an A&R yesterday, and I mean, he's part of a decently sized distribution label for various organizations and entities. Cough Cough, Lyrical Lemonade, 21 Savage, Logic, some of those names you may have heard. But, you know, he's only a year older than I am, and he's just done so much. And, I mean, he's a super humble, approachable, and friendly guy. And that's, I'm just like, wow. And the way he just thinks about his own career trajectory and where he's at right now, where he's basically in a mindset of, every day I'm learning things and I don't know anything yet. That to me is extremely, extremely admirable. And that's clearly why he is where he's at today, and why he's going to be where he's going to be in the next 5-10 years. So I just, after that meeting and just soaking up game and, knowledge and just like getting his story, that really moved me. So Brody, if you're listening to this, shouts out to you, man. I'm going to be there with you, and we're going to be doing amazing things in the music industry. So shouts out to you. He made me realize that, damn, I need to study up on this whole like music industry. Like, you know, I'm getting a master's in it. You know what I mean? Like, so I just like ordered a couple books. Actually, I got this one book. I thought it was already out, but it's actually a book by this economist, actually he was an economic advisor for Obama when he was in office, and then he I think he was at the forefront of the modern music modernization act. Don't quote me on that, but he did something significant for the music industry before he left. And he is putting out a book called Rockonomics, and it's basically approaching the music industry from an economic perspective. And that's like the perfect book for me. If you already know, because I studied economics at McGill. Shouts out. No, but I studied economics, and I figured, hey. Oh, shit. Sorry. I was just making sure that this was recording. I didn't want to be recording, like, almost 6 minutes of material, of heartfelt material and, like, inspiration without recording. So we're good. But that book is going to be, yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. And also, rest in peace, Alan Krueger. He passed away recently. I woke up this morning, you know, thinking, what is my podcast going to be about? And what am I going to talk about? I woke up completely blank. So I was thinking, like, fuck, I'm just going to get into it. But I realized something was weighing on my mind for the past few days, including today. Rest in peace, Tech N9ne. A little bit of background. He's a battle rap legend. He is a really kind soul as well. His contribution to the game, not just the battle rap culture, but the rap game in general. I mean, you could see who was sending out their condolences. And by no means, I mean, this guy was one of the top guys, but right now he wasn't necessarily active. I would say that his battle rap prime was probably around 2011-ish, around the first, during the first Summer Madness, when he was for sure debatably undefeated and people were scared to see him on stage because of his impeccable stage presence. He just had so much charisma on stage, and he wasn't lyrical by any stretch of the imagination. Like, his rhyme schemes were very simple, monosyllabic, yet his stage presence was on a different level, and he would make the crowd erupt by saying very, very, very simple things before, you know, like, it's such a god. So over Twitter, like, rappers like Meek Mill, Kendrick, they all sent out their condolences and even were quoting bars by him, and just so many. I mean, this isn't the strange music, Tech N9ne. Let's not get confused, but I just thought it was incredibly corny how a lot of, I mean, understandably, people don't know the difference, and Twitter is going to be Twitter, but I just thought it was, like, very disrespectful and stupid for people to be like, oh, who? Like, I thought this was the Tech N9ne from Strange Music, like, whatever. I mean, I get it, but it's kind of like, dude, really? Do you have to say that? Somebody literally lost their father, their son, their brother, you know? Like, it's, and we all, like, everybody in the battle rap community lost somebody that was a legend. And not only that, a voice. He recently, I guess for the past couple of years or few years, he was on this battle rap commentary show that's basically kind of like First Take or Undisputed, where it's kind of like we get these two guys that are like battle rap analysts, but they do it in such an entertaining and thoughtful and just like just professional perspective. And Tech N9ne, I mean, I really feel sorry for his co-host as well, Jay Black, who was basically the brains behind the whole operations. But I mean, Tech N9ne was kind of like, I don't want to say he was kind of like the Skip Bayless because, or Stephen A. Smith, because that's kind of implying that he was a tech, like, no, he was tech. His contribution to that show was fucking incredible. God. So, rest in peace, Tech N9ne, man. Yeah, really, really, really... it really sucks. It really sucks that he passed away. But I think, hold on. I think he was, like Joe Budden said, he lived a really positive and just, you know, he had a really amazing energy about him. I think it would be a disservice. I mean, it's going to be hard to not mourn his life, but we should celebrate it. And the one way I'm going to do is I'm going to play you guys like a bit of an intro to one of his most iconic, actually his most iconic battle rap performance, where he just bodies Midwest Miles. And note, this guy is rhyming like here and like here, like it's amazing. I'll show you what I mean. So this is Tech N9ne's first round versus Midwest Miles.
You die blinded.
That's his intro, by the way.
First of all, before we start this battle, I want to get some things clear. You said that if you lost the shotgun show, you would take off for a year. If this motherfucker death,
fuck that. Oh man, that's God. Rest in peace, Tech N9ne. Rest in peace, Tech N9ne. God, like, as much, I mean, he was definitely taken before his time, or that's at least what I think. But maybe this was the right time. Just seeing how the battle rap community is coming together to mourn, for his loss. And shit, man, I mean, I tweeted with him like a little bit. We had a bit of a back and forth when I was an egg on Twitter, and I'm still an egg on Twitter. I only have like 7 followers. Just give me a follow, guys, on Twitter. My content is amazing. but even then, but like me and him went, like we talked for a little bit. And I always thought that like, shit, maybe like I'll meet him one day and like I'll kick it. And like once I get involved in the battle rap community, obviously that's never going to happen. But that also happening has put a battery in my back and has made me think this is something, this whole thing, battle rap, is something that has given to me, entertainment, free entertainment. And I think I need to give back, man. Shit, I'm not getting involved with the battle rap community here because I'm gonna be very real, the battle rappers here are whack. I'm sorry. I honestly have not heard anybody here. I mean, let's just get right into it. Like in Vancouver, I haven't heard any rappers here that have actually rappers where they're actually trying to spit. I haven't heard a single good one here. Anyone that makes me want to get up and, you know, get away from my computer and actually pull up to one of their shows. And actually makes me want to go up to them and talk to them and be like, yo, your music is inspiring me. Like, that has never, and by here, I mean in Vancouver, that's never happened. So, I would never want to get involved in the battle rap scene here because it's just so dismal as well. Like, don't. So that's like a totally different niche in and of itself. Like for me, I love watching URL battles and that's more street oriented. I mean, not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not street in the slightest bit, but I think the best writing and the best performances comes from street battling. But in another sense, it's not like just because they're street battling means that these battle rappers are actually talking about real life. It's contrary to what you might think. It's actually the opposite. I mean, these guys are like talking about like the most ridiculous shit, like cutting people like in the motion of a seatbelt, like of a broken seatbelt. Which is, oh God, shouts out to Tay Rock, which is an amazing, amazing line. So anyways, I'm going to get involved in battle rap this year. You know, and another thing, man, I'm approaching 24. I already feel like I'm 24. Like this has never happened to me before I hit a birthday where I feel like I'm that age. Normally it takes me like 3 months to realize, shit, I'm not that age anymore, right? Like 3 months after my birthday. But I already feel like I'm 24, man. Like it's something else. And that also has put a battery in my back. Like, damn. I'm going to be studying the game. I am going to be, you know, soak up as much knowledge as I can because I realize who I'm competing with. Not just Brody from yesterday. I mean, shouts out to him again. But like me and him were talking and there are people out there with like music degrees, people out there in just very fruitful and bountiful scenes like in LA or New York, and even in Toronto and Tokyo. And shit, man, like I'm competing with all of them. So just because I don't have the same resources that they do doesn't mean I don't have all of the resources that they don't. You know what I'm saying? Like I need to be, since they're in those places, I need to know 150% more. So there are things I can't control, but there are things I can. And man, oh man. Next time I have a meeting with Brody, like, I'm not going to be as tired as I was, because he was saying a lot of things, and I was too tired to butt in and be like, yo, I completely agree, because I felt like it was being redundant. It was just soaking up a lot of game. But, man, again, if you're listening to this, Brody, like, there, like, a lot of things that you're saying, I could really, really relate to it. And I don't know if you got that sense or not, but I was shutting up because I was like, you're dropping a lot of jewels right now. So, God, this year at 24, I'm taking the fuck over. I've already decided that. I'm going to see where Japan fits in all this. But right now, instead of moving to Japan, my focus is on this music shit, is getting a career in this and trying to figure something out, you know? So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, you know what I mean? Like, shit, it's already at 21 minutes and I haven't even played the song. So I've been like a little bit tortured about what song I'm playing you guys, because I'm not going to lie, there are at least like 10 songs that I want to play for y'all, but I'm going to play something that literally came out yesterday, exclusive. I mean, all the other artists that I would have played, you probably would have heard them on different channels, but I've been really, really big on this band, this duo actually, called Emotional Oranges. They're a duet with a male and female voice, more on the R&B spectrum, but their production is very, like, it's not synthetic. It's a very, I'm just wondering who the production team is, because that's also cohesive. But, like, yeah, it's, nobody really knows who the male and female voice are, like, what their actual artist names are, like, their material is strictly Emotional Oranges, and it's fucking amazing. Like, they've put out a lot, like, just Lucy's, like, singles, and I'm really excited for their project whenever that's dropping. And I think they're just building up buzz through these singles. And basically, both of their voices, it's not just that the genders are different. Like, often these songs are about relationships, and they just do the whole, like, contrasting thing, like, really, really well, of the two voices in a relationship. And not this song, but another one of their songs, the woman speaks from a bisexual perspective, and the guy responds, and it's fucking amazing. And it's basically about how the girl saying, yo, you're not shit. This girl I met is way better than you. And the guy's like, what does she have that I don't? Like, what the hell? And God, it's amazing. This song is about honesty, and being able to take the truth. So this right here, not really a world premiere because it came out yesterday, but I've been listening to this on repeat yesterday, like, God, probably like 30 times. This is Built That Way by Emotional Oranges. Out here talking about shit. Men lie, woman lie, I don't mind it. Hold on. I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to replay that because, yo, just wait up. Talking about shit, man. I'm fucking this up. I am so sorry. Okay. One last time. A lot of
girls out here talking about shit. Men lie, woman lie, I don't mind it. Thoroughbred gave me no reason to doubt ya. It's not like I'm allowed to be jealous. If I am, you know I'm gonna hide it. Keeping my composure when they constantly try me. All up in your image, stop faking that shit. You don't pay it no mind unless it's making you rage. Damn. I'm gone rogue, and I ain't coming back now. I took notes, and I'm tired of being let down. You could be honest with me, babe. Be honest with me, babe. I have to let you know I'm built that way. So give it to me straight. Just give it to me, baby. I handle it, you know I'm built that way.
You're the only one I confide in. Long as you don't confine me to the boundaries they try to place on us. Keep it pushing when they try to put the brakes on us. Girl, you know I'm rock solid. It throws shade, but it's not my problem. We ain't tripping, no, no, not an hour later. Middle finger to the haters that be trying to play us. I've gone rogue, and I ain't coming back now. I took notes, and I'm tired of being let down. Could be honest with me, babe. Be honest with me, babe. I have to let you know I'm built that way, yeah. So give it to me straight. Just give it to me, babe. I'll handle it, you know I'm built that way.
Was Built That Way by Emotional Oranges. God, I love that song. I played it on my IG stories, but I don't think people really fucked with it because you can't really hear the bass line like from your phone from phone speakers generally. So I'm gonna blame it on that, but hope you guys fucked with it. Man, and I hope you guys fuck with this episode, man. Like, I had a lot to get off my chest. But, yeah, man, like, honestly, hit me up on Instagram, like, Twitter, like, whatever. Find me where you find me, dude. Like, honestly, it seems like my audience is growing beyond my own circle, so I definitely want to hear from all you guys, and I will be responding. So, yeah, please, please hit me up. And if you've been a loyal day one as well, I mean, all of you guys are technically day ones because I don't think my day one has actually started. But if you've been, like, loyal, I'm thinking about, like I said, in, like, the past, like, two episodes, I'm gonna start strategizing to shake shit up. Get ready. Video formats coming soon. New ways to promote. New ways to get myself out there. You know what I mean? Like, more guests, more life, more bangers. So I'm just thinking of, like, every single way I can, like, elevate this thing. Because you know what? Even if this stays small, like, I really, really enjoy just doing this. And if you've made it this far, like, damn near 30 minutes, if not 30 minutes of me just straight talking, then I have a lot of love for you. And if not, if you just listen to it for, like, a few minutes here and there, I love you too. Like, even just a few seconds to just check it out, like, I love you as well, because you just decided to take a chance. So, again, RIP Tech N9ne. This won't be a time where we're going to mourn your death. 2019 is going to be Tech's year, but we're going to celebrate you. All right. Okay. This is episode 10 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast. And I'm out.